Welcome back to Sunday Morning Magazine. Remember, more information about the show can always be found on our Facebook page. Visit and follow us at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. You can listen to the show anytime you like. Just head to your favorite podcast app and subscribe and follow Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Or you can visit us on Twitter or Instagram at Rodney Lear on Air. My next guest joins us over the phone. Shannon Sellers is with Mike's Car Wash. We're also joined by Deb Haas. She's with Big Brothers Big Sisters. They're here this morning to talk about the 12th annual Get a Wash, Give a Future fundraiser coming up on May 8th. It's our pleasure to welcome Shannon and Deb to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Really good. Thanks for having us.
All right. My pleasure. Now, how's your day going? I understand that Deb has already had a bright start. She has run 5 miles. What is that like? That's just crazy. I'm barely up.
That's just the best way to start my day. And then, you know, and anything else is gravy after that.
All right. That's great. So let me start with Shannon. Now, Shannon, so legit, I was just at Mike's Car Wash yesterday. I got the ultimate car wash and I even got the ceramic sealant. Tell us about Mike's Car Wash and this sealant as well, if you will.
Yeah, so a lot of people don't actually know that we have been around since 1948. So we have been in the car wash business for over 70 years now, and we are a family-owned car wash. So we still have the same family that's been around since 1948 in the business, and that's something that we absolutely love here at Mike's. And you are correct. We just rolled out at the beginning of the year a new product called our ceramic sealant, which could be applied with an ultimate wash. And really, the ceramic sealant is known for extreme durability. The water beading that it provides is absolutely amazing. And then it also provides an additional UV protection and a really high gloss finish.
There you go. So I rolled out of there looking really good with the family minivan. I looked great. So, all right. Now, one of the cool things that I really like about Mike's Car Wash is that, at least in my part of town, that you're open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. I don't have to guess 7 days a week. I don't have to try to figure out, okay, it's today Sunday. What time are you open? That's one thing I have to say I really appreciate.
Yep. We are open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day.
All right. There you go. Now, Deb, we had you on the show before a few months ago. Remind our listeners about the work and the mission of Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Sure. Yeah. Our mission is really that every child reaches their full potential. And so we match young people I work with Greater Cincinnati. This what we're doing with Mike's is for all Big Brothers, Big Sisters agencies in their service area. But I work in Greater Cincinnati, and like the other agencies, we pair kids in the community with a positive adult role model who serves as their big brother or big sister. And typically the kids are between the ages of 7 and 13 or so whenever we match them with a mentor, and we ask for a year commitment because we don't want the kids to get matched and then somebody just goes away or whatever. We understand if people move or they get a new job that circumstances change, but we do ask people to be relatively sure that they will be able to agree to that year commitment. And but we find that the matches, gosh, these friendships last so much longer typically than that, and this is one of our favorite times of the year because a bunch of the kids are graduating. And so you see this picture of them the day they were matched with their big brother or big sister. And then we're going to be doing a photo shoot very soon where they will be in their cap and gown with their big brother or big sister. And it really just shows the impact these friendships have.
Now, with the pandemic, how are you handling the outings and meetings between big brothers and big sisters? And what has the pandemic meant for big brothers, big sisters?
Well, for a while, we were not allowing our matches to meet in person. And so we all learned a lot about technology because we really needed them to still be able to see each other and communicate on that kind of once a week basis that we ask for. So we learned a lot and we taught our bigs and littles a lot about how to, you know, just a Zoom call that I don't know about you, but I had never certainly done one before this all happened. And so they were able to keep communicating, which was really important because this whole thing has been so hard on everybody. And as adults, we can figure out what we need to do and how we can overcome and how we can adjust. But just think about if you're 10 years old and all of a sudden you're not in school, you're not with your friends, you're not with that support system that you have from your teachers and that kind of thing. And so it was critical that our bigs and littles were able to communicate. And now that they are, we're opening it back up and they can be back in person with masks and some distancing and those sorts of things. And it's just been, it's been wonderful to see how those relationships, you know, weathered this terrible storm that we've all been through. But we're grateful that they can now get back together and, you know, they're all being careful. But they really, these are strong bonds and it's been wonderful to see that they have lasted through this.
All right. And in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. On the phone with me this morning, we're joined by Shannon Sellers. She is with Mike's Car Wash. Also joined by Deb Haas. She's with Big Brothers Big Sisters. For more information or anything that you may have missed, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, follow us and like us there, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Now, you guys, we'll talk about this event that you guys have coming up on May 8th. But before we get to that, let's talk about the impact of the program. What do you guys see in the Big Brothers Big Sister program, the impact it has on young people in the program itself?
Well, what I can tell you is our statistics, which is 100% of the children in our program are in school, and 99% of them are not involved with the juvenile justice system, are not involved with drugs or alcohol, are not pregnant or parenting. And so we know that the overall population, those numbers are not that great. So we know that it does work. And the kids talk about increased self-confidence. They're more caring in their communities and towards their families. And it's just very rewarding to see these children as they're growing up. And again, the goal is that they all reach their full potential, because everybody's born with it, but some people are born into different circumstances, into more difficult circumstances. And so having a mentor in their lives who talks about the importance of education, the importance of having a job and earning a paycheck and being, you know, active and in a positive way in your community has a huge impact on these kids.
Now, for those that are listening this morning and they may be on the fence, they may have thought about being a big brother, a big sister, thought about mentoring. What can you say to them to convince them to get off the fence and to get active?
Well, as a big sister myself, in addition to working at Big Brothers Big Sisters, I've also been a big sister. I can tell you that what you get out of it as a big is you can't even believe it, because you get involved thinking that you're doing something to help somebody else. But what you find is that as that friendship grows, you're so involved with this person's life, and it's so rewarding. And so I think if people can think about it in terms of also the ripple effect that having a big brother or big sister has, because you're not just influencing that one child, because if that one child stays in school, stays out of trouble, then they are becoming a role model for other people, whether it's in their family or in their community. And so we really see that it impacts the whole community. And we always need volunteers. I can't stress that enough to folks. We always have kids on our waiting list. Most all agencies do. And we need people to step up. And don't worry that, you know, you're going to get matched with the next child on the waiting list or whatever, because we take a lot of time. Our social workers take a lot of time to get to know you and the things that you're interested in. And then we find a child on the waiting list who has some similar interests, so that the relationship starts from a position of strength. That I would encourage everybody to, you know, Google Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and you will find story after story about the successes and the importance of mentoring.
All right. And if our listeners would like to find out more about becoming a big brother, how can they find out more? Big brother, big sister, I should say.
With our agency in Greater Cincinnati, they can go to bigsforkids.org, just bigsforkids.org. But if you live in I know your listenership extends past that. And so I would just also encourage folks to, again, if you Google Big Brothers, Big Sisters and put the county that you live in, you'll get to that agency that where you would become a big.
All right. And again, in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. On the phone this morning with Deb Haas with Big Brothers Big Sisters. Also on the phone with Shannon Sellers. She is with Mike's Car Wash. Now, let's talk about this. Now, you guys have this event coming up. It's coming up on Saturday, May 8th. It's the 12th annual Get a Wash, Give a Future fundraiser. Tell us about this cool fundraiser, if you will.
We are so excited. Like you said, it's our 12th annual partnership with BBBS. We could not be happier to continue to partner with them. So as a customer, if you come to any Mike's Car Wash location on May 8th between 7 a.m. and 9 p.m. and purchase the Works or the Ultimate Wash, half of the proceeds will go towards the local BBBS chapters. Also, we'll have donation buckets available. So if you want to pay for your wash and give a little more, we will have that available via credit card or cash at the day of the event. And when you're at the wash, you will be greeted by a variety of volunteers between different personalities in the area. You may see some bigs and some littles. You could see some Mike's Car Wash team members. So there'll definitely be a lot of amazing energy that day. We're all excited, you know, to partner with BBBS and just raise as much money as possible for them on that day.
Okay. And so what's the goal?
Well, we did really well last year.
Okay. Really well.
Yes. Last year was a showstopper. So our goal is to be right around $100,000 for the day.
Wow.
That's always an ambitious one, but anything that we can donate, we're happy to donate in, you know, as much as humanly possible. We put all efforts towards this. So we need everyone to come out and get their car washed.
All right. There you go. And Shannon, why is this partnership with Big Brothers, Big Sisters so important for you guys at Mike's Car Wash?
We always love to do events where we are giving back to the communities in which we do business with. And we are fortunate that Big Brothers, Big Sisters do serve in all of the areas in which we do business at. And I think originally that was the thought. And then over the years, we've just built this amazing relationship with all the chapters and see the work that they do with our youth in the community. And at this point, it's just a no-brainer just to continue the partnership because what they do is absolutely amazing.
All right. And likewise, Deb, what does it mean to the Big Brothers, Big Sister organization to have the support of Mike's Car Wash?
Robbie, I can't even describe it to you because I always say, you know, you wouldn't have the nerve as a nonprofit to approach a company and say, hey, how about you take one day a year and donate half of your sales to us? And so for them to have come to us all those years ago, and then, as Shannon said, we've just built this great relationship between Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and Mike's Car Wash, and it means so much because you, not only is it a fantastic and successful fundraiser, but everybody who goes through Mike's Car Wash on that day hears the words Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And, you know, when we talk about somebody maybe being on the fence about it, maybe that's the thing. Maybe they need a big and a little, and they realize that this is something that they want to do. So many times people will say, oh, I used to be a little, or I'm a big, and as they come through. And so the awareness of our agency is also, there's such a lot of that happening that day too. And we just cannot thank Mike's enough. And we love this event, of course, but the company does, you know, every time they open a new location, they do a fundraiser for a different charity. And so it's just very generous. And as Shannon mentioned, I think that a lot of that comes from being a family-owned company. That's just part of their culture. And that's so, so appreciated within the community.
And so we're out of time this morning. Again, it's the 12th annual Get a Wash, Give a Future fundraiser at Mike's Car Wash. You guys have 29 locations around this area, and it's coming up on Saturday, May 8th. Is that right? 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. If our listeners would like more information, how can they find out more, ladies?
You can go on the mikescarwash.com website, and it will be on the main page under events.
And if our listeners would like to find out more about Big Brothers, Big Sisters, how can they find out more, Deb?
If you'd like to volunteer in Greater Cincinnati, it's bigsforkids.org, bigsforkids.org. But if you live outside the Greater Cincinnati area, just Google Big Brothers, Big Sisters and put in the name of your county where you live, and you'll find your agency. And thank you. And please be a big, and please go get a car wash.
All right. There you go. All right. Thank you so much, ladies. Thanks for taking time.
Thank you.
Thank you,
we've been speaking to Deb Haas with Big Brothers Big Sisters, also speaking to Shannon Sellers with Mike's Car Wash. Remember, for more information or anything that you may have missed, all you have to do is follow us and like us at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. You can also reach out to us on Instagram and Twitter at Rodney Lear on Air. Well, that's it for this edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. Until next week, be encouraged.
Listen to Sunday Morning Magazine no matter what day it is. Use your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear today.